So I've got my guests. We're looking forward to this, actually, finding out what's the latest. Chair of the Trustees, Gemma O'Shea, and Robert Striper from the Tithe Bond Trustees in Landbeach. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here. Now, I think you came in, I don't know, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, and you were starting, or you had been rather, no, you had been on your Sheath of Long Straw tour about and literally trying to raise awareness of the Tithe Barn. How's that been going?
That's right. So we've been, taking it around to a different part of Cambridgeshire to raise the profile and awareness of our Sponsor a Sheath campaign, so that everybody can get involved. It's been going well. So the other week, Maggie and I, one of the other Tithe Barn Trust volunteers, were at Waterbeach Feast and had a stall there with the sheath of straw. So it's a really kind of a way to kind of open conversations, and people are curious and interested. And it's definitely demonstrating that word's getting out there as well about the Tithe Barn.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite an interesting thing to pronounce, isn't it? Waterbeach Feast and the Sheath of Long Straw. It really is.
Tongue twister.
Yeah, it really is a long time. But anyway, you've done a fab job so far. Robert as well, how's it been going with you? What have you guys been up to so far?
Well, I'm the one who normally hosts the committee meetings at my home.
Well done.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
He always has good biscuits. That's a must.
Anything for a good biscuit. I tell you, that really just gets everyone going, doesn't it?
And, of course, at all the open events at the Tithe Barn itself, I act as a volunteer with the others and trying to get the place ready and clear up afterwards, and of course to introduce everybody to it who are our guests and who come on a regular basis, and of course new guests from time to time, which once they've been, they want to come again.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, we were blown away with our theatre event. So we had the Cambridge School of Visual and Performing Arts. So they were a fantastic bunch of students with their tutor, came along and put on A Midsummer Night's Dream. And it just showed the appetite, really, for events like that at a venue like the Tithe Barn, being so unique. And we had around about 100 visitors in the audience, and they just kept coming. We actually ran out of seats, didn't we? We kept having to find another.
Well, it says that you had over 100 people coming. That's quite a lot. So these events, let's get this, make this really clear. These events are free, but in return, there's always, it's important, isn't it? No matter how small, how little, how big, it's great to have a donation.
That's right.
Because the whole point of you being here is you're trying to raise awareness and you want to renovate this beautiful barn, don't you?
That's right. So we think it's important for it to be open and accessible for everybody and want everybody to be able to enjoy it. But at the same time, yeah, we have put on free events, but we also invite those that can, if they can, donate. So we need to raise about £260,000 for the restoration of the Tithe Barn, and we're about a quarter of the way there. And at the theatre event, I think we raised, it was almost £300, which is fantastic. And those are the kinds of things that if the public can get involved and donate, then that demonstrates to potential grant providers that actually the support from not just the community, we had people coming from all surrounding Cambridge, Milton, Landbeach, Waterbeach, Cottenham, all over. It's fantastic. It just shows that, really.
Actually, one person came from New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
They happened to be in the area at the time, so decided to come, and they were absolutely enthralled.
I bet they were, yes. Just a little bit about both of you, the actual state of the barn as it is at the moment, because obviously you can house these events, which is thankfully a good thing.
Yeah, so absolutely. So we had the structural engineer come along and just confirm that, yeah, it was okay to do so. Just, you know, we want to make sure that everything is safe. But at the same time, absolutely, it's got, you know, the thatch roof is looking really sorry for itself. It's got a tarpaulin covering it. And the frame needs some strengthening, some of the timber frame. So, you know, these are, although it's listed as 16th century, we believe these are medieval, perhaps dating back. There's documentary evidence, we believe, suggesting maybe 1450s it was around then. So so there's lots of work to do to just sort of, you know, we don't want to over restore it, but we just want it to be
used.
I think once you get inside, you see that it's such a wonderful, iconic building. And the engineers of the day, well, they knew a thing or two, because it is just such a lovely thing to look at from the inside, not to mention from the outside. And we are desperate to get it into a very much better condition for the posterity of all.
Yeah. The reactions to all the visitors so far, I'm sure that, as you said, somebody from New Zealand was literally blown away by it. But I'm sure when you, as you just mentioned, actually, Rob, when you walk in, I'm sure you just keep looking at the roof and seeing how beautiful it was, how it was built and put together. Have you had some interesting reactions to it?
Yeah, I think actually we had some American visitors that came on just a private guided tour the other month, and they were saying that they'd just been to Ely Cathedral. Now, we obviously know that we can't quite compare ourselves to Ely Cathedral, but she was saying it has that kind of feeling, because it has that space, and yet at the same time it's kind of quite a homely, you know, it was an agricultural building that was, you know, used by farm labourers, so it's got that, it's just
lovely.
Yeah, it's really unique.
And on Twitter last night, I noticed there was a big support of Landbeach.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Yeah.
That's quite interesting, isn't it? I think Landbeach is, but it's lovely that gave you a little bit of a platform too.
Yeah, it really seems as though word is getting out there. Mm. And absolutely. And they were saying on that why we love living in Landbeach. And it's true. It was almost sort of like the best kept secret that we all knew. But now it's kind of, words getting out there. And absolutely, a journalist was writing about why they love living in Landbeach, and that they were talking about, you know, the tithe barns, not just for show, that, you know, that we also put on concerts and theatre events and lectures, and it's a real, we're hoping it will be even more so, you know, begin to be a real hub of the community.
Actually, talking of community, something like this, a project like this, brings the community together. And I'm sure you have found this for all the time, all your amazing time that you spend on this, because it's all free. There's nothing about it, but you were volunteer to do this. Have you found that it has brought the community together more and more? Do you find that, Robert, as well?
Yes, I do. The village itself has lost much over the years, shops, pubs, etc. And we're losing our bus service, unfortunately. Well, we have a remnant of one. But apart from the parish church, the Baptist church, and a very, very good village hall, it then comes down to the tithe barn.
Mm, that's great, isn't it?
It really does.
That sort of gels it together.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you've got young, old, everyone coming along and helping and becoming involved. I'm sure you've got schools involved in this too, obviously. But what's happening for future? What are the other events that we could look forward to at the Tithe Barn?
Well, we've got a lecture on the East Anglian Barn lecture coming up on the 14th of July at 2:00. So again, that's a free one for people to come along. So it's by Ken Bonham, who says he's an amateur, but actually, you know, I'd put him down as being an expert and an authority. He covers the length and breadth of the UK, so his knowledge of barns, I think, outstrips certainly mine, if not most people, I'd say. So he's going to be there, and he's bringing along his 3D models as well that he makes of different, to show you kind of different different types of constructions of barns and comparisons.
Right.
And then we've got also the Fenedge Archaeology Group, who volunteered for us back in the autumn, doing some geophysics around the tithe barn of the land. So that was two techniques of magnetometry and resistivity. So it's kind of a non-invasive archaeological technique. And so they're going to be talking about what they did and the process of that and how it went. So that's a great one on, Saturday the 14th of July. And then at the end of the month, on the 28th, I think, of July, there is the Summer Fruit and Veg Competition. So that's, we've got child and adult categories. So anybody that's growing some fruit and veg that they think might be a prize winner, or even if they don't think it's going to be a prize winner, come along and enter that as well. We've got categories including, best fruit, best veg, and also best ugly veg, because it amused me. So
that's a great idea. And the future, obviously, you've talked about this amount that you're trying to raise for the renovation. What is the future for the renovation? Where do you see this happening or starting from the progress that you have made so far?
Yeah, it's going slower than I'd anticipated, but we'd absolutely love for it to start next year. You know, the building is deteriorating, so we're very conscious of that. Within our team of volunteers, and we've always loved other people to get involved, so if anybody's out there that's got some skills or experience that they think they can bring to it, then get in touch with us. And we've got our website, which is www.tithebarntrust.org.uk. We'd love for it to start next year. So we are in the process of, you know, writing further grant applications. We've just submitted two grant applications, one for or two as to use as match funding for a fundraiser and business case developer, because we feel that will just give us, within our team, we've got some extensive knowledge. We've got landscape architect, a building surveyor. My background's heritage management. But what we don't have is we kind of lack that fundraising expertise. So we're hoping that if we get secure these grants, that will really give us the kind of the next bit of impetus, really, to carry us over so that we can start the restoration next year.
It sounds like you, the volunteers, the trustees, are doing an amazing job, and I'm sure more work is needed for it, and I wish you all the best for that.
Oh, thank you.
I know I said it last time, but it would be good to see the progress. I think it's a fascinating project, and one that I think, as you, Robert, said, it gels the whole community. And it's really important in this day and age, isn't it, to have that. We can go to the supermarkets and we can travel very far, but actually it's really nice to be able to walk to something or travel to a place where you actually feel and see a community. So I really hope that works for you. I'm sure it will. And you look like you've done lots and lots of great work, and I wish you all the best. And come back maybe at the end of the year or the next year so you can tell us what's going on.
We'd love to, indeed. Yes.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Chair Gemma O'Shea and Robert Stripe from the Tithe Barn Trustees in Landbeach. Very nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, I think it's time for the travel news now.